A deal has been signed between the main rebel army and the government of the Democratic Republic of Congo. The deal signed Sunday morning paves the way for a new transitional government after more than 4 years of war. It ends weeks of quarrels between the government and the rebel group Rally for Congolese Democracy, or RCD Goma, backed by Rwanda. Government and rebel negotiators agreed on a formula for the sharing of power in the army, which leaves the government in control of the top post and gives RCD Goma command of the forces on the ground. The compromise allows the installation of a government of national reconciliation that has already been postponed twice in the last month over disputes to do with the army. Congo's war has claimed more than 3 million lives since it started in 1998, when Rwanda and Uganda invaded the east in order to remove extremist rebels, including those involved in the 1994 Rwandan genocide. After the invasion, both countries turned to exploiting the mineral-rich regions of eastern Congo by supporting proxy militias and Congolese rebel groups. The Kinshasa agreement came only one day before the deadline imposed by international mediators in the Congo, and will put a shine on Independence Day celebrations Monday. While the transitional government will not be formally installed until at least next week, most diplomats in the capital believe the deal will stick, since the issue of the army control was seen as a major stumbling block. The agreement itself also comes days after a UN mediation team was able to secure an agreement between government and RCD Goma that they would both start withdrawing forces from North Kivu province, where there have been several major clashes in recent week. Dino Mitani for VOA News in Eastern Congo.